welcome to France.
What happened here? Some questions don't have good answers.
There's a lot of soldiers out there, and there's only four of us.
Find out what's inside that compound.
What's behind that wall?
What do you do with those people?
They have been given a purpose.
It's not even on. There you go.
Oh, I was just talking to talk.
I couldn't hear all of it, is my point.
Oh, I don't care.
No, what the fuck, are you talking to yourself?
Yeah. You don't talk to yourself? Oscar, there's no way you don't talk. There's no way you don't not talk to yourself.
Are you saying because Danny and you and my parents talk to themselves, you think I automatically talk to myself? Of course I do.
Danny talks to himself?
Yeah, I hear it. That's creepy. Why is that creepy? You never heard him talk to himself?
No. Danny's a very angry person. He's going to beat his wife one of these days.
What wife?
Whenever he gets married.
That girl?
I don't know. I think Danny has a potential of, like, he needs to know how to be like, all right, bro, I know you get pushed around a lot, and I know you want to let it out somehow. Don't get mad. You need to take one deep breath. Just be like Teflon. Let shit slide off of you.
Who pushes them?
Oh, me and you. Like, no point.
I mean, I know I do it a lot, but I don't.
But I know he gets mad. He gets frustrated, like, them sometimes.
But I don't see him anywhere near enough to say I do it remotely.
No. I've seen him get, like, super, like, I mean, like, calm down. Like, just, I get it.
Yeah.
And I get, well, he's got to let it out. I feel like he's just got to let it out. I'm like, I get it. Like, you're like the fucking workhorse of the family. Like, I understand that. Don't get me wrong.
The workhorse?
Yeah. He gets, like, asked to do everything. I go, you got to remember, like, me and Oscar were that person for those people. You're just stuck with it a lot longer than we have been.
Yeah.
I go, I mean, just, it is what it is. Like, just.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I go, the thing is, your brother and I figured out how to talk our way out of that a long time ago by literally just making smart remarks at them. And, like, and oddly enough, it worked. Like, I hate to say it, but it did. Like,
yeah.
Like, I make smart remarks all day. Like, Mom just looks at me sometimes. Like, when I don't say a smart remark, like, who are you right now? You know? Like,
yeah, I can't even talk to him without smart.
Right. All right, let me pull up this movie's info. Overlord. I'm ready. 5, 4, 2, 3.
A small group of American soldiers find horror behind enemy lines on the eve of D-Day. Nice and sweet, right? Nice and short. Sweet.
Yeah. Directed by Julius Avery. Mm-hmm. Written by Billy Ray and Mark L. Smith. Story by Billy Ray as well.
Yes, this is Overlord. We are discussing today, which stars Jovan Adepo, mm-hmm. Wyatt Russell, Matilda Olivier, Pilou Ashbeck. He plays villains a lot.
Yeah, he's got that face, though. Yeah, he's got that face. You can't complain about
that. John Magaro, Ayn de Kestiker. Wow, fuck that one up. Dominic Applewhite, Jacob Anderson, and I'll stop there. Oh, no, Bokeem Woodbine, who is probably the biggest actor that I know from this cast. He's the commander from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So there will be a spoiler session, of course. So Overlord, Roth, what did you think of Overlord?
Was way more surprised than I thought it was going to be. The trailers with the hell's bells and this fuck, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Did not stand the trailer. I, like I said, I don't
hate it the way you.
I don't look for trailers. Yeah. I don't look to watch trailers. I just felt like every time I saw this trailer, like the first time I saw it, I was like, eh. After that, I was just like, oh, shoot me now. But I liked it. It was fun. It was a fun movie. Way more liked than I thought it was going to be. And way different than I thought it was going to be, which is probably why I liked it. I thought it was just going to be like your run-of-the-mill, like, zombie mutant kind of shit. And it wasn't. And it was fun for that reason alone. The story was good. The yes. characters were good. Yeah, I liked it. The way it was shot was also good. I like the darkness in it. I like the darkness as in, like, the shades of dark and also how kind of the movie is dark.
yeah.
What's it called? So, yeah. I mean, I had fun watching this movie. I actually recommend to watch this movie.
Yeah. So
it's a good theater movie.
Yes, it's a good movie to go to theaters for sure. You won't be disappointed in that aspect. I also feel like this is another one of those unofficial really good game adaptations because it feels like they're adapting Wolfenstein. Which is a joke I made.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
I'm saying it because the more I make that joke or the more I think about that reference, the more I think it's true and it's very apt.
It really is. I mean, even the color tones they chose.
Right.
The fucking fonts.
For Overlord. It's rock. Like, right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
So I said that now also just to get it out there. We're not talking about it again. But also, so the color palette, I agree with you. It opens, the opening of this movie is actually very much like a real, because I don't want to say it's unreal, because they're set in World War II. It's a real war.
Yeah.
But I guess I would say it's the opening of this movie, it's set to be like a very serious version of a World War II epic saga or movie.
You know, this is the good thing about the fact that we have 3 billion World War II movies.
Yeah.
Is that we don't like shit. We're done with watching shit. You need to have something good now.
Oh, I see your point.
You get what I'm saying? So like now it's like it has to be good quality. It has to feel real. Those are the big two things when you're watching something like this.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't fake it when you do scenes like this. And that's why that scene looks good. That's why that intro
but
looks good.
But it's legit, too. I mean,
it is legit.
They're freaking out. They're paratroopers. They're
No. Everybody plays it really well.
Yeah.
Close to the chest. It's great, yeah.
It's a similar vibe to that Live, Die, Repeat scene when he's the first time he's going down.
Yeah.
And his plane's getting shot up and shit.
Yeah.
It has a very similar feel to that, except not at all funny, because that one has a little bit of humor. This one's no humor.
No lack of humor, yeah.
And, you know, the lead actor also kills it. I really like his acting. Boyce, who plays Boyce, Joven.
What's he doing now? Because
I don't know.
Like, what is he got coming out? I would not mind watching something. I agree. He does it really good.
That's right. He was in Fences. That's where I recognize him. And he played.
That is him. He's the son, right?
Next Door Neighbor's son from The Leftovers. Those are the two things I know.
I don't know anything about Leftovers.
Yeah. Well, you should watch The Leftovers. But as far as filmography, I don't know what he's coming up next. But, I mean, I like him so far. He's a good actor. And he really. He's a good leading man because he can. This movie, at least, he was able to provide some drama into the action of the scenes he was required to be in, because the movie gets ridiculous, but he holds it pretty steady, and he holds the serious drama only scenes already pretty serious, because I already knew him as that, you know, has a serious face. He has
right.
a face he can pull it off. But I didn't know he could pull off that with the heroic action beats as well. And this movie shows that he can. And he did a good job. I really liked him in this movie. So the mission that these paratroopers are set to do is that they're set to destroy this radio tower, obviously Nazi-controlled radio tower that's sending messages from Germany to the Normandy, which is the front, right? The front of the war. And destroying that gives them, obviously, a huge advantage, and it's part of the main mission and whatever. And they get there, and the wonderful thing about this movie, and this is where I don't like the advertising for this movie, is that you don't know that this movie is a crazy Wolfenstein Nazi experimenting on human people to make animals kind of movie until the guy It's not even like they get to the town. They lose most of their teams. They get hunkered in by. They get taken in by this French lady who helps them at their house. And one of them gets stuck behind and goes down to the radio tower by accident into the bunker. And you see all of this insanity down there.
Yeah,
it would have been so much cooler if I didn't know that was coming.
Dude, I think this movie would have been fucking amazing.
Right.
Just for that reveal.
Right.
I would have been like, oh shit, I didn't know what I was walking into.
Right.
You know, I could have been like, I could have kind of foresaw it because it's kind of a dark movie.
Yeah.
You know, it does feel a little horror-esque, like I'm walking into a forest by myself. I might get eaten by a wolf, you know, shit like that. So that's, but yeah, it would have been a great reveal. I'm sad that I did know also, and I'm sad that I expected it when it was to happen. You know, like I knew it. But I still delivered good. It was still good delivery overall.
Definitely. Because. By then, I'm sure there was a couple exaggerated moments, but not really. I mean, the captain dies, and it was he had that cool, of course, but, you know, like, it wasn't that far off.
Right.
It wasn't that far off the mark of a serious, I don't know, a period war epic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets there, like, it would have been so cool. As a From Dusk Till Dawn feel, except that that movie is, like, halfway through exactly almost, and then it turns into vampires. Spoiler alert, I guess. Anyway, but so I just want to say that real quick and say that, yeah, this movie pays off pretty cool. It gets some, I think, well, obviously we're still in spoiler-free, or we're not spoiling yet, but I think in the third act, there's a few parts in there where it gets a little too much for it, or too big for its britches, or it gets a little too heavy on the let's say, the horror aspects for its own good. But besides that, I think that this movie is a fun ride. It's a fun time to watch.
Yeah.
It's a fun time at the movies.
Very much so.
So let's get into spoilers, I think, for Overlord, starting right now.
What happened then?
I found him inside the church.
Krauts grabbed me as soon as I hit the ground.
Inside the church? How did you get inside the church?
Dead bodies.
Slow
experiments.
Down. Slow
listen to me.
Down.
They're doing experiments on them in there. They're doing experiments on the villagers.
What?
Just like her aunt.
They're burning people with these flamethrowers and they're still moving the bodies.
Cocoon things
in there. Did you get eyes on the tower compound?
She doesn't have a body and she's still talking and I saw Rosa fell.
Voice! Did you get eyes on the tower compound?
The tower base is below the ground. But there's more than that down there.
Okay.
Get that. Look.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
So, how do you feel about the team itself? Like, what do you think of this band? The makeshift, you know, I'm trying to think of a good comparison. I don't know. I don't want to say Avengers or anything. But the makeshift
company.
No, I was going to compare them to like some the Wild West troupe that gets together, band together for this. But whatever. Anyway.
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, the Magnificent Six and a Half.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. Anyway, what do you think of this group and how they work well with each other or don't work well or whatever?
I don't know. I liked it. I thought it worked overall. I thought it was a little weird like that he had... I like how he, what's his name, Wyatt Russell's character, the specialist, the guy who was, had to pull rank right away.
Yeah.
Just to fucking, like, it felt like he almost did it, like, too fast, but at the same time, he's just freaked out. And that's the thing we all have to realize. He looks cool, calm, and collected more than the other guys, right?
Yeah.
But they're all freaked out. You could die at any moment. Like, the fact that it happens. I did find it also realistic that they were, like, it felt very tropey. This character's going to do this with his life and blah, blah, blah.
Yes,
But at the same time, it also felt like their conversations felt realistic as well. You know? I don't know. So overall, I liked the company that they were with or the crew.
And a lot of them slowly die along the way too.
Right, exactly. And I just like how our main character was this... he felt like your video game character who doesn't talk much.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. He felt like your video game character who doesn't talk much, who obviously has, like, the love interest, or he falls in love kind of interest.
Yeah.
And then, but at the same time, he's the one who, what's it called, he's the hero, obviously, or else he wouldn't be our main character. But he does have good enough dialogue to make him go through.
Yeah, I would
and
say
good,
also.
Good enough, like... He's pushed to see where he lies in the kind of person he's going to be.
Specifically
at
I
that
think
attic scene.
I think a subtle thing this movie does successfully is that they split some of the character some of the main heroic right. tropes into different things. Example, like we have Ford, which is Wyatt Russell's character, as the leader, experienced heroic type, class type A, whatever. And then we have Chloe, she's the moral compass, or like a lot of the good reasoning, a lot of the whys and what do you fight for comes from her, because it's her town, it's her house, it's her father, that's right, and the kid and stuff. And then we have Boyce, who is obviously our leading man. He is the young guy who is learning his way to...
Young man. Uh-huh.
Young man, right. Learning his way to maneuver through this horrific situation with some sort of, you know, humanity in check. And I think splitting those instead of putting all that into one person is the movie splits it. And I think as the team starts, you know, dying off through, you know, especially at the end, you know, with that final last stand. But
yeah,
but along the way, either through like out of nowhere kind of bullets or whatever, or like some horrific beast, right? Mm-hmm. Is that it makes you think that you don't know who's going to survive at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Well, they do a good job of that.
And I like that. Even though it does turn out that the top two, the Chloe and Boyce, do make it out. Right? Right? I know Boyce does for sure. Mm-hmm. Right? Anyway, yeah, he does for sure. And sorry, I'm trying to remember them in the movie. But even though two of them make it out, you never think that all of them will. You don't know how... It could be like a bitter end, like a bittersweet ending. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to be. Like, I thought that it would have been like some sort of like kamikaze blow up the entire thing with you in it.
That's what I thought also, yeah.
Kind of feel. And it almost was. Mm-hmm. But that's how I thought it was going to be. So I'm surprised. You know, that's what I liked about the movie. You didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Yeah, they did a good job of that. Surprisingly, because I felt like the movie was just going to be your typical type of movie.
Yeah.
And it was to a certain extent, you know, but at the same time, it did just enough different or just enough, what's it called, to keep you entertained or to keep you in the shadows.
Yeah.
What's it called? To make the movie good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree. And running away from the beast with the whole thing of sneaking in there back and forth. That was so crazy.
Yeah.
It was good tension.
It was really good tension.
Some fun tension in the movie. Yeah, it's totally a video game. It's totally a Wolfenstein movie. Anyway, what do you think of the bad guy? I think he was a little over the top. And he gets more over the top.
He does. That was like almost like your big boss guy, you know. Like
yeah, and if that felt corny to me.
That felt you know that it's probably the weakest point.
Yeah.
But it was cool, and it was cool that like your, I guess, partner. He does the same thing. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was just funny because like, well, fuck you. Like I'll fight fire with fire. There's no problem. Fuck it. Yeah. We'll do the same thing. And that was cool because like instead of like. Because I always felt I hate when it's just like they wrap up everything nicely and everyone lives.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, like I'm just going to sacrifice. I know we had to do something here. So, you know.
I also like how it ends.
And it's just like, you ready to, there's still a war we got to do.
Right. I like how he just gets folded back into circulation.
Yeah.
And that he is, and I like also the idea of like, well, all evidence is gone. I did my duty. No one else has to know. Like, I like the idea that there's these missions out there that was bigger, like, all bigger problems were stopped from a future collapse.
Yes.
That we will never know about because the people involved are either all dead or the last man standing chose to keep it to himself. And it's kind of a nice little flair at the end. Yeah, I like that a lot. But yeah, the action was pretty good overall. I kind of wish they had played more with the action though, because even though they had good tension in the movie, they weren't. I don't think the movie was super creative with the action. I kind of wish they were. Like the last stand with the town involved, like in that checkpoint, I guess, and the heist plan kind of was that was overall worked fine for me. But the action felt like just like point and shoot and run. You know, it didn't feel like it was enough. I don't know, dynamic stuff. Yeah. I wish they played with
it. Did
the
work.
Or played more.
I agree with you. It did work better. Yeah. You know, it did work better. It did work really well, should I say, when they did that whole at the checkpoint, the machine gun thing, and then like them just literally holding them down. And it is cool. And it didn't feel unrealistic. I think in a video game, it feels unrealistic because you're like one guy is going to kill all these people. Like you know. Well, I can take all these shots as long as I wait a little bit. My health comes back, you know. but in this aspect, it felt like they do a good enough job of like we have to run away. You know, it made sense for what they still did, even though it's not something we would prefer. It's something that they still have to do because we're like, well, fuck, there's only like five of us. You know, like, I can only, we can only do so much before, like, eventually we're going to get out fucking numbered, which we already are, you know? So I did appreciate, even though it wasn't what we would, what I would have preferred to see, it still worked out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, it would have been cool, like, if, for example, like there's some really good indie horror directors or action directors that can do, like, small, because a lot of this movie is in small, cramped spaces, a lot of small highway, stone, highway.
Yeah.
They're in crypts, I think, at some point. They're in sewers, you know, underground, whatever. And I think you think of, like, a Neil Marshall type with the Descent. Imagine what he could have done in that space, you know. You think of really cool ways to show kind of action in that kind of space. Would have been cool. But, I mean, that's a C'est la vie thing. No big deal. But I'm just saying things that could have made the movie a little more cooler or more memorable. But this movie's pretty cool. If you want to have a fun time, most likely you listen to this 5 months later. But then rent it out. We totally recommend it. It's a fun time in the movies. Kind of like the Bad Times at the El Royale movie, which is like a fun genre movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is our review of Overlord, unless you have something else.
No, I would agree. It's definitely a rental whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
Just a forewarning, if you're going to watch it with somebody who doesn't like horror movies, don't tell them.
It's also an R because there's some gore.
Yeah.
It doesn't hide it.
Oh, I just say don't tell anybody because then this way they don't bitch out. But yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Also, but it's pretty gory. So anyway, we're going to come back next month for the next bonus. Until then, I am Oscar.
Yes, I am Ralph.
Later.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.